Philips sample PF. These are secure. Today's date is 08/12/2023. Dictation is for Janie Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Janie spells G-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 56-year-old female here for pain and pressure behind her eyes, pain and pressure in her cheeks. Period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. She said she has recently returned to work as a daycare attendant and has been exposed to children with similar symptoms, period. She described pain as pressure-like, rated pain 6 to 7 out of 10, worse with leaning forward, denies trauma. Next paragraph, review system, patient reports runny nose, described discharges green, next line. Patient reports cough, says cough is rattling. Next line. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 154 of 81, pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, face. Edematous is edema on the lower surface of her eyelids. No erythema. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis. Next paragraph, abdomen, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no distension. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or emboli. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chronic COPD, number 2, acute sinusitis, number 3, acute rhinitis, number 4, acute bronchitis, number 5, acute sinus headache, number 6, tobacco use disorder, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about cigarette smokes. She said she has cut back and plans to slowly cut back until she can stop completely, period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, she received the following injections: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, next medication, lincomycin 300 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes, after which she was reevaluated and reports no side effects from the medication. She was sent home with the following. Lisinopril. Please include hypertension in our diagnosis. Medication center with lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Symbicort, 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID for 90 days. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, erythromycin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, next medication, vitamin D, 50,000 units, 1 PO daily for 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Number 13, please include vitamin D deficiency in our assessment also, please. The next paragraph, patient is comfortable with being discharged. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if she gets worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Encourage increased fluids, encourage slow down or completely stop cigarette smoking. She says she will try. End of dictation.